All right, we are rolling.
We are rolling, 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 rolling. What?
Rolling, 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 rolling.
What?
There's not enough. What would you call that? Rock? Not rock and roll. Punk rock.
Yeah, punk rock. That was
Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
Fred Durst.
Oh, I loved him so. I love him.
Yeah.
Is Limp Bizkit done?
I don't know. I feel because when we were, how old were we? I was in high school. I was a sophomore, junior when. All American Rejects, Simple Plan, Yellow Card, Newfound Glory.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was like high school.
Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte.
Puddle of Mud.
Oh, I loved them all so much.
All of that. That doesn't really exist now. Machine Gun Kelly is doing a little bit of it. If anyone is in our age bracket who's going to remember it, it's so nostalgic, but Machine Gun Kelly, who's a rapper first, that's what he's known for. But he has a 2003 punk rock voice, and he's putting out songs.
Currently.
He's
coming out with new music.
And it gives this nostalgic feel. So anyone who remembers that time, go check him out. And do like, what's, I Think I'm Okay is one of them. And
what's his latest one called?
My Ex or something. It was with Black Bear. Yes. But it's got that like, you know my ex, and it makes it all feel complicated. Yeah. I walked in my, like, it's that whole kind of,
just that punk rock,
like
early
2000s. Used My Chemical
the
Room,
used.
My Chemical Romance.
Love the Used.
Yeah. So that was,
did you ever go to Warped Tour?
I did. I've only been to one concert my whole life.
Oh, that's right.
And that was the last one I said I ever go to. 17.
Why is
that's
that?
When my wet blanketness, started
early on. He goes, nope.
I was in, I believe, Cleveland. It was August of 2005. And it was 50 Cent, Ludacris, Little John, Sierra, a hip hop. And I just remember sitting there, and I hope this doesn't sound like egotistical, but I didn't know what I was going to do at that time. I think I just started taking acting classes, but I looked at the crowd, and everyone was like bumping into me. There was like, I think someone was peeing. There was beer being spilled. Everyone was going crazy. And 50 Cent was like, they're going to charge me $50K for every 10 minutes that I stay longer. Who's with me? And he kept playing, and everyone was going crazy, and he threw his shoe, and everyone was like, everyone was just looking at him like, just, oh my gosh. And I was sitting there going, I'm on the wrong side of this. I had this moment in my mind where I go, it would be fascinating to ever be able to have an audience where you have a talent, where you're on a stage and people pay to come see you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're I'm talking, and I was enjoying myself, don't get me wrong.
Of course.
In the club, 50 Cent, when he was at his prime with G-Unit and all that. But I just remember looking at it going, this is kind of an interesting life. And that entrepreneur, Ty Lopez, was talking about, because he has, there's this guy who is really famous on YouTube. Anyone who was any into kind of business in 2015 through 18, you saw a Ty Lopez ad where he was, he's the guy who was like, hey guys, here in my garage.
Everyone knows Ty Lopez.
And he's got these books in his garage and these two like Lambos. And he described his education to younger people is he would have these hot girls, or he would have these cars and these fancy houses as the cheese on the broccoli. That for kids, to get them to eat their vegetables, you gotta put a little cheese on it. So
right.
He, the Lamborghinis and the girls, he always said was the cheese on the broccoli, because he was always promoting personal development, how to read. But to get young 16 to 21 year old men to watch, he used that whole kind of, you know, that
okay,
analogy.
Yeah.
But he said in school, if you want to inspire people, there should be more of an apprentice type of experience, or a job shadow. That if you want to inspire someone to be a musician, bring them to a Bieber concert and just watch the people go crazy. And people might look and go, that feels, I would like to be like Justin Bieber. Or if you go bring them to a doctor's office and someone comes in and cries in the doctor's arms, goes, thank you for saving my husband's life. That will inspire you to want to take action, rather than being told, here's your six options. You're good at math, Freddie. You should be an accountant. I'm like, yeah, but I'm sure there's other stuff, right?
Isn't it so weird, though, when you're in high school, they'll sit you down and just be like, okay, so what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well,
like, I haven't even tried any of it. I haven't shadowed anyone. That looks cool. Will I enjoy it? We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's our biggest you know, when we get into, because we want to build a charity. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to build a charity. We want to, and I see this happening in the next like 3 to 5 years, and then we'll slowly grow it. But I want to focus it, because I think you can shed light on many different challenges in the world and obstacles. But I think you have to be passionate about what you're going to put your attention to. And sure. I think for us, we're on the same page of education.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with digging into the education, but we have to go through a learning process. I want to not only read, but when things start opening back up again in the next 3 to 5 years, hopefully it'll open way before that. But I mean, when we can actually go and do this, I want to stop at different schools. I'd love to see if there's any educators or principals or people in the district that could give us some information, like what's going on? What do we need? What do we need to use our platform to help raise money to get, like, what does the education system need? Yeah. And what do these kids need so that they can explore different ideas? And I'm just really curious about what that is. Because I just didn't know what I wanted to do at 17. And I bet you there's a lot of kids who have no idea. And they're choosing to go to college and spend a lot of money to experiment. When that's a good idea, you got to be positive. But it's also not, really. If you don't know what you want to do.
Traditionally, the whole reason you go to college is they ask you in high school, hey, what are your interests? You know, what do you want to be? So you have an idea of what interests you. And then in college, you're supposed to go study and try different things. But I know a lot of people who graduated with a specific degree and they don't even use it.
Yeah.
You know, that happens a lot. So
if there was no internet and I am who I am today with this want of learn, I would 100% love to go to college now.
Of course.
Because now I know exactly what I'd be interested in learning, and yeah. I would show up not hungover, not party. Like, I would want to, like, show up for the experience of, like, I'll meet friends, but please teach me about this. I want a degree so I can go and do this with it.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's just, you're so young. But I would be more likely to succeed in college today than I would have at 18.
Of course. But with the internet now and all of these other online courses and different types of classes you can take, everything's available right at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all really interesting. But
well, maybe as humans, we're just all going to have to learn to be more resourceful. Everything we learned, you just watch videos. And you have to just find someone who relates to you. There's many people, if I type in how to run a Facebook ad about blah, there's 10,000. And then you watch the most popular ones, you're like, this person's boring. Oh, this person's taking me. Like, and this person just gets to the point and I like their energy. And I like the way they edited it, the way they spoke, the way they showed it. Let me watch this person. And then I look and say, what else do they know? I look at their page and I go, oh, they can help me set this up, set this up, set this up, set this up. So I find my person and I just hop around to each different thing. Yeah. I jot it down. I apply it. I learn myself.
Yeah.
And so the resources are there.
Yeah, you just have to be resourceful now more than ever. I mean, even when it comes to take the brand deals we're going to do with hotels on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, years ago, I took some courses. Some were just free. Some I paid for. And I took just little bits and pieces from all of these different courses, people who had what I wanted. And eventually it was trial and error. I was like, well, does this work? Ooh, this subject line always works. This woman was right about that, or whatever it was. And you just take little things from everyone and you just try it, because now we know exactly what to say.
Yes.
And that's just from getting out there and looking at people and going, look, she has what I want. What's her course? How much? Great. Let's do it. But then actually doing the A activity.
Well, that's the final thing. The whole analogy is you can read every book on baseball. You can read every stat. You can watch every game. You can do all of that. You could know more about any season, any player at any time, every pitch, everything.
Yeah.
But if you do not go out and play, you will be the worst baseball player.
So crazy. So true.
So as you go to school, as you buy a course, as you learn, as you read, you have to do it at the same time as you're building.
Yes.
Because we'll read a book or we'll listen to a podcast or see a clip that we'll watch it for 16 minutes and then 6 minutes made us feel something. We go, oh, wow. You rewatch that clip 5 years later. Now the other eight makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Only because we put it into action and now we've grown and now we get what they're saying in that portion.
Yes.
So you kind of have to have that balance of, like, don't get caught just reading, but don't get caught not reading. You have to read, do. It coincides.
Yep.
Read and do, adjust, read and do. And then sometimes I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone like Gary Vaynerchuk has taught me so much over 6 years, all online.
Yeah.
But there's times I don't want Gary content for 3 months.
Sure.
I just, for some reason, it just, and then I'm back and I go, oh, I love you, man. Thank you. So I just pick my people. I'm kind of, I just like ebb and flow.
all of these online presences are just the friends that are always there for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't always need them, but when you do, they're always right there.
They're there for
and
you.
And I love that.
Yeah. So that's I don't know how we even got on that path there, but
all from singing
a Rollin', Rollin', Rollin'
biscuit song. We went into education. And,
yeah.
Well.
Well, let's do the intro here.
Let's do it.
Welcome everyone to the Freddie and Alyssa Show. If you are new to the channel, please subscribe, like, comment, all that fun YouTube stuff. If you're watching on Facebook, please like and follow. If you're listening on a platform, if you want to give us a review, that would be awesome. And today is the very first episode of our Fueled Up edition. Now, today in our Fueled Up edition, we've had much coffee this morning. We've had much coffee.
We've had a lot of coffee.
Had a lot of coffee. Here, cheers some tea. We've got some lemon tea we'll be fueled up with some vitamin C.
And we kind of just felt like it's been a crazy weekend. We had a lot that we did. We've been packing. And I just need to relax and chill and recharge.
And recharge.
So I'm going to do that with my lemon tea.
So today's Fueled Up episode, the very first one, is going to be with tea. And for those of you who are new and may have not have seen our announcement, what we're doing is we're bringing you the Freddie and Alyssa Show three times a week.
Yes.
But the Fueled Up edition, the video portion for the remainder of this, is going to be a perk for a member, which we call our producers. So YouTube and Facebook both have a membership program. One's called a fan subscription. The other one is a membership with YouTube. And we call them producers because the $10 a month contribution we're using as a ongoing crowdfund to continue to build. So one of the perks, we wanted to bring a Fueled Up episode the first three Mondays of the month. And then the last Sunday of the month is going to be a live Fueled Up episode. And the video portion is for members only. And so if you want to become a member to watch the rest of this podcast, you can click the join button on YouTube or the support now on Facebook. They're identical. So whatever platform you're comfortable with, if you want to contribute in that way, that's awesome. If you want to subscribe and like and comment, all your contributions mean the world to us. So thank you so much for that. But let's go ahead and hop in. If you just want to continue listening to the audio here, please feel free because we've been packing and we've been moving. But if you want to watch us drink our tea and be expressive and have exclusive content, you can click the join and subscribe now, or the support now on Facebook. And we appreciate you so much. We're wishing everyone a safe and productive week. Mm-hmm. Go be productive, have some fun. And man, I got to tell you, time is flying.
Isn't it?
Time is flying. We have been packing, and
yes,
we have announced that we were going to be packing and we were going to be moving, and some people we got comments and they were like, are you sure you're not, like, you should be packing by now. And I was like, oh, we've moved 15 times. Like, we packed 2 days before. No big deal. But we've been growing and we've been becoming more responsible. And and so what we did is we started packing just 3 days ago.
Right.
How do you feel the progress is going?
I believe the progress is going very well. I'm very grateful for you because I think you've probably packed about 90% and I've done about 10%. But I've been doing other stuff.
Well, I think your walk-in closet and your bathroom is its own apartment. So I feel we did the kitchen kind of together.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're packing up the boxes and getting them ready because I just want the movers when they come. Mm-hmm. I don't want any messing around. We're taking everything down. I want them in and out, and I want to get out so we can head to our first stop in Palm Springs as early as possible because we're going to be, well, we might not. We can check in at 3. So I'd rather not get there at 7. I'd rather get there at 3.
Right.
To
but
be able.
You've really been spearheading this whole moving project. I'm very proud of you. You already did your closet.
Yeah.
You did the extra, like, little nook that we have in the master.
The whole kitchen.
Yeah.
We don't have as much as we think. You know, we did get rid of about 6-7 bags of garbage, which
we
also
still have more.
Yeah, which makes you realize just what are we spending money on?
I know.
Like, it makes me so sad when I look at things and go, I spent $25 on this 3 years ago, used it once, and now it's just sitting in a cupboard.
I know. Isn't that weird?
And you know what I told myself? The hardest thing about moving is getting rid of sentimental things.
Mm-hmm.
I kept seeing cards from family. Like the greatest son, the greatest nephew. I was like, oh, I feel bad throwing these away. So I made myself a rule. When I see a card, I'm going to read it one last time.
Okay.
And then I'm tossing it.
I think think that's fair.
So I read one from my aunt, I read one from my mom, and I haven't gotten into my other stuff yet, so I'm sure there might be some others. But I just wanted to read it through and then toss it.
It's so hard because it's a great rule. It really is. But like even for me, I was going through some stuff and I saw a card my sister wrote me, and it was like on my birthday, but then she also asked me to be Jules' godmother, and I was like, I can't get rid of this. And then I was going through more birthday cards, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put it in this little.
Sometimes it gets you. I have to go all in and just get rid of stuff because.
You're not as sentimental, though. Like, you care, but I feel like with you, you're a lot easier to be able to get rid of stuff. For me, I've really got to be in that mood of, all right, let's, like, that's kind of why I stopped doing my closet, because I just couldn't handle it. I was like, I just want to bring it all.
Well, we're going to do it. It's still kind of early, and I want to tackle it just a little bit more, because I kind of got my second win. We did a lot this morning, and then we needed a break, and we had lunch and, like, relaxed a minute, and now I'm ready to continue.
Ready to go.
But, yeah, this is going to be our 15th move in 15 years.
Isn't that crazy?
Maybe you had one or two less, but... To spare people the beginning, let's just start with maybe some stories of you and I when we finally got together.
Yeah.
So that our first place, you were living with friends. I was living with Mio.
That's right.
And after we got together, after just 3 weeks, you came and stayed, which I think was going
to
be temporary.
It was because
you and a girlfriend were looking for. And do you remember what made us decide why are we going to live separate? Let's just stay together and live together.
Because it just works so well. And, like, I even knew Mio really well. We got along great. And we just enjoy being together. And we're like, well, why are we going to go do this? Just put your stuff in storage. So I put all my stuff in storage. And we just were like, let's do this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and then we never looked back. And I think 6 months later, we moved into our first place by ourselves, which was on Bellflower. So we wanted to have kind of independence and not, you know, we love Mio, but you want to have
That's
your privacy.
Absolutely.
And so we moved in together. And then that place, about 11 months later, they knocked at our door and someone bought the building. And they said, look, you can either buy this condo or get out.
Because I don't think we would have ever left Mm-mm. that apartment if that wouldn't have happened. Because we tried to buy it, but at the time it just...
You know what screwed me? Is I was switching over from Freddie as an individual over to my corporation. And then the 2013 taxes hadn't been filed yet, which never got filed because that was during the Lisa time. But I couldn't, for some reason, use my 2011 or my 2012. Yeah, I couldn't. We were trying to buy a condo off my 2011 and 2012 income.
Right.
Which wasn't enough it was like a $400,000 condo, which now it's worth $600,000. Jesus. In an upcoming neighborhood, so that worked well for us. But but yeah, we couldn't, because of that, I just, there was an in-between gap there, so we decided to move. And but that place was great. I mean, high-end kitchen. It had a loft. It had two beds. It had bath.
No, one and a half. Or two baths. No, there were two baths. There was a guest bathroom next to the guest bedroom, and then our bathroom was sick. Remember, it had two shower heads, that big walk-in shower.
That was the only time we ever actually showered together because it was so big.
It's huge.
These traditional showers is too much in there. You're sitting in the back.
Please, babe.
I need some water. It's not worth it. It's not romantic. They lie in the movies. Yeah. But it had literally two shower heads.
And it was this big walk-in. You open the glass doors. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was
beautiful,
awesome, and the neighbors were great. Mm-hmm. The building manager Jake was great.
Do you remember?
This is embarrassing. So remember that plant that I had
named Nani?
I had this huge plant, huge. It grew to like 12 feet tall, and we named her Nani. And so we were out in the balcony, and we're like, "Oh, Nani, Nani, Nani," and we were like watering it, and then we met our neighbors next door. And her name was Nani.
It's the first Nani we'd ever met.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And you can't tell her. Be like, oh, we have a plant named after you. Or not after her, but.
Didn't you end up planting Nani later on? Because she was an indoor plant at first. Is that right?
She was indoors. Then she got too big. And then we ended up putting her outside. But then the cold kind of killed her a little bit. And I kept trimming her down. And I kept her all the way through the Pasadena apartment where there was just a little bit left of her that was still alive. And then I just let her out in the in like the dirt outside so she could compost with the earth, because she was on a 10-year journey with me.
I wonder how she's doing.
I don't know.
Hopefully she's big, beautiful.
We put her in the park. We put her, yeah, we set her, yeah.
Do you remember exactly where you put her?
Mm-hmm.
It was in Pasadena?
Well, two parts, because one was in, when we left Whipple, and so that was later than Pasadena. But we'll get back to the Whipple, because that's in our future. So we left this amazing place that we should have bought. It was $419,000, by the way, which I remember. Two bed, two bath, plus loft, in an upcoming place that we didn't realize was going to be booming now. But it's like the NoHo Arts District in North Hollywood. It's like...
Growing. Yeah, booming, baby.
And so then we just walked one day on your birthday. Mm-hmm. We were just walking, mm-hmm. and we saw this new building being built called the Hesby in North Hollywood. And we walked in, and we're like, we want to rent this place. We got a one-bedroom. And we also entered to win. If you signed up as one of their first like 10 or 20 or 30 people who signed into this huge building, you could be entered to win free rent for a year. So we're like, oh, that's a bonus. Let's throw that in there. We go to our one bedroom. We paint the walls. It overlooked the pool. Yeah. It was during the time. I remember that apartment. We were only in it for a little bit. Guy Wilson came over.
Oh, yeah. That's when I first met him.
Yep.
He would come over a lot when we lived in that building.
Yeah, him. I remember Molly and Will were over, and we were watching, I think the season finale, or the series finale of Breaking Bad took place in that apartment.
Oh, yes.
And everything was going smooth. There was no one in this building. We had access to all the amenities. We were brand new. They still haven't built the other wing yet or fully finished inside. And then all of a sudden, this guy moved in next to us who was partying till 7 in the morning with the most loud music that it was is so like disrespectful. Like, not even like loud. I'm talking, you know.
He opened his balcony door to the pool.
And it was like he was DJing for the. It was that loud. And so we were complaining. And
Everyone
then was. 2 weeks later, we got notified that we were picked for the free rent for a year. And we were upgraded to a two-bed, two-bath penthouse. In that building.
Yep.
So we had free rent in the year 2014.
Yeah.
This was all before our accident.
Yeah.
So then we moved again. Uh-huh. So we moved our stuff up into that penthouse. They call it penthouse. It's top floor. There's nothing extra special about it. There's just two beds, two bath, and it's the top floor. Used to have a view. Now they've built buildings. So even towards our end there was no view. But we were there, and then that's where we got into the car accident. So later that October, we got into a car accident. I was going back and forth, and we needed to get rid of that apartment because if we wanted to stay, it was going to be $3,000 a month.
That's right.
So we had to start paying.
You know why it probably was $3,000 a month? Because it had the really cool doorbell song. Remember when you hit
ring,
the door?
Ding, dong. Ring, a ding, 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 dong. Ring. That would be annoying these days because now Amazon, we order all the time.
Oh, my gosh. And I think it had surround sound.
That was cool.
It was really cool.
You could plug your phone into a,
right.
What do you call that? An auxiliary cord, yeah. And it would play throughout the whole apartment.
That was awesome.
That was really cool. And that was when we used to have a lot of people over.
Yeah.
We were like the hosts. Like, we became like so secluded the past 2-3 years.
Barbecues there, remember? Huge.
But like, I would have so much anxiety if we ever had a party. Every weekend, we had parties that were 30 to 70 people deep every weekend.
But it was designed, that area was designed to entertain. They had all of the grills, they had the infinity pools, they had like all these games, a music room. It was a really cool spot.
And we were always like the host. Like I'm the type, it's just interesting because we always, like, we're interesting with our money. Like, mm-hmm. there's sometimes that we'll spend it on. Like, we everyone has their own things they like to spend money on. And for me, it's being a great host.
Yeah.
So every time we had a party, we would go buy all the food and alcohol for everyone. People still brought their own stuff, but we would go and spend $300, $400 and furnish the entire thing. And we just want people to have a good time.
Yeah.
And so all that was going on. And then we went home for that wedding, had our car accident in October. And then in November, we either had to start paying $3,000 a month, where I was like, well, we don't know what the hell is going to be going on. You were in the hospital. I was going back and forth. The whole world, you know, we're like, oh my gosh. So I moved in with Mio.
But really quick, before you did that, did you put our stuff in storage first? Because you went with a couple friends. I think.
Yes, Nate, because there's a picture of Nate who put one of your dresses on and was holding a hammer.
Oh my gosh.
And we sent it to you.
That's
and I think Molly came over and helped. Nate was there. Mio. And we moved things into storage. And then I went and stayed in Mio's one-bedroom apartment with him. And I stayed on an air mattress. And I was still recovering. And Molly used to pick me up for work. And so I would go work at days. And I was living with Mio on the floor. And then when December came around and we knew you were going to come back to
California.
LA.
Yeah.
I wanted you to have a really comfortable, awesome place to heal because you were still having upcoming surgeries and all of this. So we went driving around and then we found the place on Vantage.
That's right.
And Vantage was a beautiful place.
It's
a
beautiful place.
This was at the peak too. This was before the repercussions of the accident, and this is before we knew that our taxes weren't being paid. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had like a nice chunk of change at this point because I was on my fourth year of days, booking commercials. We had a business that was doing phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of like rolling in it for a minute. Like I felt very secure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we owed $100,000 in taxes. So that's or to the penalties and all that. But anyway, so we ended up getting an expensive place. It was a 3-bedroom. It was gorgeous.
So nice.
And that was probably one of the best places we ever had.
Yeah.
But we moved in there, and then that year, after maybe 3 or 4 months, that was the year of the Emmy.
Yeah.
I won the Emmy in that apartment. Yeah. So we won the Emmy. We were building our business full time. And then come August, we made the decision, because I was off of days. That's when I took that 8-month break. And I said, you know, we want to go to Florida.
Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't heard any of these stories, you're probably like, oh my God, we're only halfway there, people. We're only halfway there. In August, we decided, hey, let's go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked for a place and we got one online.
Oh, yeah.
We never even looked. We just found a place in Florida.
But I also knew the area too, because it's where I grew up.
That's true.
So it wasn't just some random, hey, let's, like, I knew it was a good area.
Yeah.
But we did go in blindly.
We did. Yeah. So what ended up happening is we were going to go, you know what? Me and Alyssa are going to finish up this lease here, which I think was in November or December. And it was December because it was around Christmas.
Yeah.
So we got the place in Florida. We packed up all of our stuff. We did the whole shipping it out there. We got you all set up. Once we booked it, I got a call from Days. They're like, hey, do you want to come back? I was like, let me talk to Alyssa. I'll call you back. And we're like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's build our life in Florida. We'll commute.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, Mio decided he was going to leave his apartment and move to Ohio when we moved to Florida.
Yes.
So he had this one-bedroom apartment, the one I was healing in between our apartments. We were in the hospital. He was like, oh, I'm going to leave. And I go, let me just take this over. I was starting Days again, so we had the extra income. And that apartment was
really
very
affordable,
cheap.
Yeah.
Unbelievably cheap. Very old. But cheap. So I said, let me take that over. So he left,
mm-hmm.
We took over that one bedroom and then we had the one in Boca.
Yep.
So we're like, okay, we're going to do this bi-coastal. You're going to be building the business. I'm going to fly in for work. I'm going to fly back. We got this exciting life. The accident's over. Your surgeries are great. Like, this is our new life. We're going to be great. We're going to commute. This is what we always wanted to do. And then in January, when we were in our Boca place, right before I went back to work, I was going back in February. We got the call that the business manager stole all that money. So all the money we thought we had was all gone. And so then we were in about $100,000+ in debt. And I was living in California, going back to Days.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to live apart.
It was horrible.
And I was just like, babe, you got to come back. Because we can't, now we have to catch up on all these bills. Like, we can't have two places. I miss you. So you only did that for 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. I never got to come back.
You never got to go back to Florida.
I never went back.
That's right.
I was working, and then I was finishing up my probation.
Oh.
So yes. I didn't want to have to ask them to leave again because they were, you know, they were very gracious to let me go the first time.
So
but
we lived separate for 2-3 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you came in,
visited
for a week or two or something, but then you went back. And I remember the longest bout was that year on Days. We had the entire month of March off and the first week of April off, and I couldn't go. 5 weeks off. I was sitting in this apartment alone. I did get in the best shape of my life. I was going to the gym twice a day. Yeah. I was alone. I had nothing to do, and I was shredded. We even saw pictures on the phone. Remember how skinny I got?
So skinny.
I got to get back there. But so then you came back in April, and then we stayed in Mio's place. So you and I stayed in that one bedroom because it was so cheap. It was $1,100.
Yeah.
And we were able to save some money, start paying off some stuff. And then we stayed there all the way until the following November, where we finally got a little bit of our head above water. And we go, let's not go crazy here, but let's get out of here. Because you had to do the coin laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, so inconvenient. The air conditioner had to have died 6 days after we left. That thing was on its last breath. And we saw this beautiful building.
Yep.
Down the street, it was a one bedroom, but it was on the top floor. Mio's was top floor too, but this was just a nicer place. You had a washer and dryer in the unit.
Yeah.
And hardwood floors, and it was just really nice. So we go, well, we're going to move there now. So we just moved our stuff down the block. We moved in.
Yep.
So we were there for all of 2016. And then where did we go after that? What made us leave there?
I think we wanted more space. And so we were starting to look around in the Studio City area. And for some reason, you couldn't get anything new and updated for a reasonable price. Like, remember, we were just like, what is going on? Like, rent was so high, as it still is. And then we started kind of looking outside the area a little bit, and we found that spot in Pasadena. And I'll never forget when we drove out there to see it, we were like, this is kind of far, but like, we're into it. But it was a drive.
Yeah.
And so I think too, we also just wanted to get out of the city a little bit.
Do a new little start. Because we didn't end up getting a bigger place. Pasadena was small.
Right.
I just think we were over it for some reason. We were just kind of over that place. We were ready to go.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Pasadena, and then we were there for 2 years, and I made the commute back and forth to work, which was only about 17 minutes there. And then it would be like 45 minutes home.
Yeah.
But granted, many times I would go home during lunch because I was done.
Yeah.
If days was a traditional like 7 to 3 or something, it would have been miserable. But because I was able to go back and forth. Then we stayed in Pasadena, and then we were like, you know what? I'm about to start my, you know, we were still working on days, and we were like, let's just go back. We need a 2-bedroom because we wanted a podcast studio. Because in Pasadena, we kept on putting up our equipment, taking it down, and it was just annoying. So yeah, we ended up finding this place.
And you know what's so crazy? We got all situated here. We were so happy. And I'll never forget sitting down with the psychic. And the first thing she said is like, she goes, I know you said you just moved in, but you're going to be moving soon.
Well, and that was even before I knew that Days wasn't going to pick
me
up. She was in December. She's like, yep, you won't be staying here. You'll be moving again.
Yep.
But I was thinking, like, what do you mean we're going to move?
What could happen? Pandemic.
What could happen? I could be let go. The world could be set shut down. And
life, man.
Yeah. So, but that's our course of kind of what happened. And so for us to move, I mean, like, my parents always make a joke, you know, that would be my second career, is just packing and moving. Because we used to, back when we were, you know, penny pension, you would have to ask friends to help because you can't drop $600 to $1,000 on movers, depending on how you do it.
Yeah.
So we would pack and do all of it ourselves. And I actually prefer it, to be honest. Like, I love the packing of it, the efficiency, the accomplishing it. There was even a time when we were leaving our Hesby place that, you know, that I was outworking the workers I hired.
Huh.
Like, I was working harder than they were. I was sweating. I was moving.
You're like, come on.
And they were just like taking their good old time. I just want to get things done.
Especially when it comes to moving. That's the worst. No one likes moving.
Yes.
It's not fun.
So that was, that's why we're just accustomed to moving. And that is just from 2010.
Well, what's crazy.
How many places did you live in before me?
Barham, Vineland, another Vineland, another Vineland. Woodland Hills.
Archstone.
That's what was Vineland.
Oh.
Then there is PH6.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so far, what I'm thinking in my head, there were at least 6 other places.
6 addresses.
Yeah.
And then I had Providencia when I first moved. Then I had Scott Road with Mio.
That's right.
Then I had Valley, Bob's Big Boy and Patty's. That was a great time. Any time in the morning, we'd go get patties and have breakfast and hash browns. And then if you're like drinking and partying, coming home at 2-3 in the morning, we would walk to Bob's Big Boy down that back alley, and you just smash like
the burger and ranch. I gotta tell you, their salad with that ranch, the house salad. Yes. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It was a cool vibe. We spent many, many nights there. But yeah, I was in Valley. So it was 325, and then we moved to 211 in the building because it was a townhome. Then we moved into 206. Then we moved into 211, and that's where you moved in with us. Wow. So a lot of these buildings too would offer like discounts.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird if we stayed, it was almost more expensive. I knew for some reason if you transferred, they would give you a lower price or something. That's then I had true. A breakup with my ex and we moved at one. So there was just a lot. Like, but yeah, moving to us, the Pasadena was our longest residence. We did 2 years out of the entire almost 15 years. Those were the only 2 years we stayed in one place consecutively.
And I feel, though, the reason for that, it was always just situational. We weren't just like, oh, we're ready for a new place. We were, you know, trying to move to Florida, or we got kicked out because they were selling them, you know.
Or the accident happened, or the fact that we won free rent. Hey, I'll take that. Yeah. So there were circumstances. Not like we just randomly.
Like, hey, let's do it. It was always for a reason. And now here we go to Florida.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm ready, though. I'm so excited. 2 more weeks. Is that insane?
Yeah, and I was telling you, too, I think this is going to be the last week. Like, this is the week to get things done because the final week is just going to be absolutely crazy. Yep. So that's why I want to continue to pack. And we also found a bunch of old cell phones, and we'll see if we can have the time on our next podcast to show you some of those photos.
That we found.
Because we never posted back in the day.
No.
Like, this makes me, like, so upset with myself. We went to Australia.
I know.
Took no content. We went to Thailand. I did some, and we do have a chip. Maybe we can scrounge some stuff together. But we weren't content producing then. We went to Thailand. We went to Australia.
Hawaii, Mexico, like, numerous times.
We went to Mexico, like, 3 times. We went to Hawaii. We went to St. Louis. We went to Dallas. We went to Tennessee. We went to Florida. You and I, from 2013 to 2017 was our years of travel.
Yep.
We traveled everywhere.
Yep.
And we weren't producing content then.
Sad.
All these memories. Sad. I was looking at it in the phone. I go, look at us.
I know. And that's why I'm so glad I've always taken pictures. Not to the capacity that I do today. But we had some stuff. And that's why when we found the phones, I go, we got to look at the pictures. Because I knew it would be stuff that we haven't seen.
And all the videos you took.
All the videos.
Just to you, like you and I just hanging out. Yeah. Just, you know, and it really does. When we look back, you know, you kind of look back at the highlight moments of your life and you remember those.
Yeah.
And then you look back at the times that were crappy.
Mm-hmm.
But all the videos on your phone were those middle parts that every single one of them, except maybe when I was frustrated at the airport, that we were all just happy. You and I were happy. No matter what place we were at, no matter what we were going through in life, you and I were always just sitting there playing with Benji, having a drink, hanging out, working. We were always working on something and just always having a good time. Yep. And so those are the things, unfortunately, it seems like you just forget.
Yep.
And it was all just the mundane things in the middle that we realized, like, we were having a good time. Remember all this? Remember this? Remember this? Like all the walking in that park and Whipple. And so it's been great. We're going to do some sort of homage to California on one of our last podcasts here in California before we tear down the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who have asked, we are taking it with
the
us.
Show
yes,
on the road
yes.
And
so
Florida.
We're not gonna miss a beat there. But before we tear this down, we're gonna film in a couple weeks our Wednesday episode early, and that's gonna be our like goodbye LA. So we're gonna put down, we'll brainstorm and put down some really interesting stories and lessons, and maybe just some cool things that we've, you know, famous people we've seen or cool things we've done. Like when I was on the Price is Right, I didn't get called, but like little things that we've done working our jobs. And
when was that?
My Outback days.
Let's save that. Yeah.
There's actually not much to it, so I pretty much just gave it all away.
I showed up. I didn't get called.
I
went home.
but like, I don't want to say anymore, but there's a few. But we'll do like a good tribute because we learned a lot. But overall, it was just a really good experience, you know. And so we'll talk more about the whole LA thing, and then everything's just going to be current, like. this is the first time in our life that we're producing content during a switch in our life where where you and I are going to have things to, like, every day is going to be new to us. So we're going to be able to report it to all of you listening going like, so we were in Palm Springs. You'll never guess what's in Palm. Like,
it's true lifestyle because it's exactly what's happening.
We're going to be learning with you and we'll share some really cool places. We're always going to look for good restaurants. Brock Kelly's parents own a restaurant in New Orleans, so I want to check out their food. We'll probably order it in. I don't feel confident going out anywhere, but I'm sure they deliver through Postmates or something.
And then also a lot of people, because I asked for...
Oh, yeah, you have all those written down. Yeah, and you have a big
Cafe
list.
Cafe Du Monde in New Orleans, everyone's like, you must go.
Yeah.
So we'll look at that list. And
yeah, so I'm just so thrilled. I'm no longer... I was a little anxious a couple weeks ago, but now that we're in it, I'm just like, I feel good. Like, I'm ready and we're packed. And I think because the hotels are almost like done, like we got all that kind of figured out, the moving company all figured out. We've other than shutting down one of our banks and switching things over, and like, we don't really have much to do.
We're kind of in it now. Like, I feel very confident with, oh, we don't have that much to do. We'll finish packing. We've called all the company. Like, we know what's happening. It's not like we're looking out down on paper going, oh my gosh, we have so much.
The initial list was big.
Yeah, it's terrifying. But I feel like we've got a good hold on things. So
yeah.
I'm confident.
So, we'll keep you all up to date. Thank you for tuning in to our first Fueled Up episode.
Yes!
I hope that this
Cheers.
Is all making sense, what we're doing here.
I loved it. Did you love yours, your lemon?
I did. I almost had mine down.
I drank a lot of mine. We love a good tea in this house.
Look at us being responsible on Sunday.
Yeah, got a big week.
Yeah, we filmed this the night before so we can get it out with a good amount of time on Monday here. But we're wishing all of you a great week. Thanks for tuning in. And then we will be back here Wednesday with another episode. If you have any questions about anything, please comment below.
Yeah.
You know, we want to continue to, you know, it could be about anything.
Yeah.
And we'll do our best to incorporate it into the podcast because we love just chit-chatting and talking about whatever. You know, we love doing research too. So, I mean, let us know what's up in the comments, and we appreciate you all, and until Wednesday.